A new study has found that highly educated, highly skilled migrants often can't find good jobs because employers don't trust their experience. The research suggests the skills of many migrants are being wasted and has recommended that workplaces be required by law to give equal opportunity to migrants. Bridget Fitzgerald has this story.
Since arriving in Australia 3 years ago from war-torn Syria, Sami Musa has been unable to find work.
It is difficult to recognise my degree. I decided to change my career.
In Syria, he was an engineer and surveyor, although his qualifications haven't been recognised in Australia, so he's since completed a diploma in community services. But still, he can't find a job.
Unfortunately, I always receive negative responses because maybe no one wants to hire a 55-year-old man.
And according to a new study by James Cook University, migrants like Sami Musa often struggle to find work. Researchers interviewed 131 migrants from non-English-speaking backgrounds around the country and found many skilled migrants were unable to find work that reflected their experience. Lead author Eddie Ng is a professor of organisational behaviour at James Cook University and the James and Elizabeth Freeman Chair in Management at Bucknell University in the USA.
Frequently we hear that a lot of the migrants, you know, that we attract end up driving taxi cabs or, you know, deliver pizzas.
Most migrants interviewed for the study were fully qualified to work in Australia, but there was a lack of trust among employers about the quality of their experience.
If you have a degree, say, from the Far East, South Asia, or, you know, or from Africa, you tend not to know the quality of the credential itself.
It's a barrier financial analyst Erdem has come up against. The 37-year-old, who didn't want to give his last name, worked in Turkey at the equivalent of the Reserve Bank of Australia. But in Australia, he can't get an interview.
When you say, I don't have any Australian experience, they assume you don't have any experience at all.
The chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Pearson, says migrants have the most success when their employment is supported through programs such as the employer-nominated migration scheme.
They know they're wanted, they've got a job to come to, and employers have obviously put a particular amount of time, effort and, of course, money into bringing them here.
The research recommends that workplaces be required by law to give equal opportunity to migrants.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.